Video games can be expensive, especially with mini purchases inside some of the world's top games. Some lawmakers want to police those pricey premiums, like weapons, equipment, or new characters, many of which target younger players. I'm Joshua Johnson. What should be done about these so-called loot boxes? Subscribe to 1A on NPR to explore the business of gaming.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, and I'm here in a studio alone. I haven't done this in so long. So for those who don't know, All Songs is coming up on 20 years. And for the first, 10 years, I did the show all alone. And then Robin Hilton joined me, and that's what we've been doing for ages. I have so many good songs this week. I thought I'd kind of just do this and pick my own songs and see how it went. So I'm going to play stuff by artists you know very well, and then a lot of beautiful, great unknowns. So I'm going to kick it off with a new record coming from Wilco. It's called Ode to Joy. It doesn't come out till October 4th, but I have a new song. It's called Love is Everywhere, Beware. That's Wilco from a new record coming. It's called Ode to Joy, and that song's called Love is Everywhere, Beware. Jeff Tweedy sent me this note about the song, and he says, "Love conquers all, but not when it's used as a sedative, right? I worry that I'm often comfortable and placated by my ability to recognize and feel the love that already exists around me. What I see in myself and others is a struggle to summon sufficient outrage to act, and then a retreat into the delusion that the love that exists will eventually triumph. But it won't. For love to triumph, I believe, we're duty-bound to create more of it, and for more people, people we don't know, even people we don't like. And that takes courage I don't always have, Jeff Tweedy says. The song is a reminder to myself to act with more love and courage and less outrage and anesthetized fear. Jeff Tweedy, the song, Love is Everywhere, Beware. I'm going to go to something unfamiliar to probably all of us, an artist known as Perla, P-E-A-R-L-A. Perla is the music of 23-year-old Nicole Rodriguez. The music on this new EP from Perla is stunning. It's ethereal. It's beautiful. It's coming out on Egg Hunt Records, which is a Richmond, Virginia label known for records by Houndmouth, Lucy Dacus, The War on Drugs. The record, the EP, is called Quilting and Other Activities. It comes out September 6th. I'm going to play this song called Daydream.
You remind me of a time when everything was clear. Thoughts of you were honey on the bitter mornings here. And New York is a gray flower with the stem all painted black. And it tangles up everyone who dares to walk its path. And if my life is a small room with dust under the bed, oh, yours is a great field of green we picnic up inside my head.
That's Perla, the music of Nicole Rodriguez. It's an EP coming on September 6th called Quilting and Other Activities, and that song was Daydream. So I'm going to play something really weird and wonderful. This is, you know, the band Krungbin, that crazy band from Texas who mixed spacious psychedelic jazz, kind of southern jazz, with funk from Thailand. They've just taken their 2018 album, Con Todo El Mundo, and they've reimagined it as a dub record. Dub, if you don't know, dub is an offshoot of reggae. It's often instrumental, heavy on rhythm and bass, usually processed with echoes and all sorts of delays and effects. And this reimagining is through the ears and eyes and hands of producer scientists. And he's truly made it sound like something brand new. The new record of Con Todo El Mundo is now called Hasta El Cielo, or Up in Heaven. Bass player Laura Lee from Krungbin says she learned how to play bass listening to dub records, and a lot of the echo and spaciousness, and particularly on an album in 1982 called Scientist Wins the World Cup, was a real inspiration to her. It was produced by Hopeton Brown, a.k.a. Scientist. So let's give a listen to a remake of a song that was on the Con Todo El Mundo record, Maria Tambien. It's reimagined, it's retitled, it's called Mary Always. Such a great record from Krungbin, produced by Scientist. The whole record, such an adventure. Give it a listen. The album is called Hasta El Cielo, or it's Con Todo El Mundo in dub, is basically what's going on here. That's Laura Lee on bass, Mark Spear on guitar, Donald DJ Johnson on drums. Mary Always was the song. Let's take a break. We'll be be right back, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Showtime and the new four-part documentary series Shangri-La. Academy Award-winning director Morgan Neville and Grammy-winning music producer Rick Rubin give you an unprecedented look at the creative process and how it leads to artistic greatness. Go inside Shangri-La, Rubin's studio, where some of the most iconic albums of our time were produced, and hear from some of today's most talented musicians, now streaming only on Showtime. Support also comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. In 1980, with a few thousand dollars and used dairy equipment, Ken Grossman founded Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. Ken's award-winning ales propelled him from home brewer to craft brewer. Today, Ken and his family still own 100% of the company, one of the most successful independent craft breweries in America. More at sierranevada.com.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, and I'm alone in the studio playing music for you. I have a new song by an artist I didn't know before this. Her name is Erin Durant. This beautiful tune features Kip Malone from TV on the Radio playing modular synth, so lots of texture. And Erin Durant is on Mountain Dulcimer, so it strikes directly to my heart, being an owner of both of those instruments. And I'm going to play a song called Rising Sun.
To the sunny side.
Aaron Durant is the artist. Such beautiful sounds on that record. There's a clarinet and trombone and trumpet, pedal steel, beautifully played drums. I just realized that I've built two musical instruments in my life. One was a modular synth many, many years ago, and the other is a mountain dulcimer. So I guess another reason that strikes the heart, but it really is a stunning record. Aaron Durant, the album's called Island, and the song is Rising Sun. There's a new record coming I'm a little bit obsessed with. It's by Rosenau and Sanborn. Rosenau is Chris Rosenau from Collections of Colonies of Bees and Volcano Choir. And Sanborn is Nick Sanborn, you know, as one half of Sylvan Esso, also has a connection with Colonies of Bees as well. This project began in the summer of 2015, their collaboration at Justin Vernon's inaugural Eau Claire Music Festival. And together with Chris on guitar and Nick on synth, the two did an improv set there, something they hadn't done before. And what they thought would be like a 20-minute set or something turned into a 50-minute set and was inspirational enough to want to do it again. So, I'll let Chris and Nick expand on how it was they finally went and recorded new music and what they were after. And then I'm going to play a tune from them from that record called Saturday.
Hi, this is Nick Sanborn. Saturday was a piece that came around just as me and Chris had figured out this kind of logistical problem we'd been trying to solve. We wanted our instruments to fully interact with each other, so it wasn't just the two of us playing in the room, but kind of each of us playing the other person's instrument as well. And it was really complicated and a perfect problem for two guys who really love hanging out and having nerdy talks about gear all afternoon. But when we finally got it working so that Chris's loops could kind of conduct my whole rig, this piece just showed up out of nowhere. It just exploded out of the joy of this idea working.
Hey, this is Chris Rosenau. Yeah, like Nick said, Saturday is kind of the culmination of a bunch of years of trying to get this idea of two independent loop-based systems to talk to one another in a live type of situation. Nick and my rigs are both really loop-based, but we, in this iteration, don't really rely on a laptop to do anything, which would, of course, be the smart way to do things if you wanted to sync up two different instruments. But that's not how we're approaching things with this project. So ever since we had played together in this iteration at the first Eau Claire Festival, I think in 2015, we kind of wanted to get our instruments talking to one another. And Saturday is the culmination of all of that work and thought and process coming together.
Thank you. What'd you think?
Great, except for the end. I think I can tack the end of that.
So that is Rosenau and Sanborn from a record called Bluebird. I don't know if they call it Bluebird for this reason, but I do know that when they made this record in the studio at Nick's house, they embraced the fact that they had the windows open and there were sounds of birds and all sorts of barking dogs, and you could hear the mics open at the end, and their voices too are all heard. It all becomes part of this soundscape that they produce. A really wonderful, wonderful record that comes out July 23rd on Psychic Hotline. Rosenau and Sanborn, Bluebird. I'm going to go now to someone who is familiar with both of those artists and vice versa. In fact, it was his music festival, Justin Vernon's music festival in Eau Claire, that Rosenau and Sanborn got their start. I'm going to play music now from Bon Iver. There's a new Bon Iver album coming. It'd be the fourth album by Bon Iver. Justin Vernon equates this record, this album, as sort of like an autumn record. He says if you think of his first album, Forever Ago, as a winter record, Bon Iver, Bon Iver, the number two album, as a spring album, 22 A Million as the summer record. This new record, which is called I, it's spelled out lowercase I, comma, lowercase I. Think of that as the fall, as the autumn record. Justin Vernon says it feels like when you get through all this life, when the sun starts to set, and what happens when you start gaining perspective and when you put that perspective into more honest and generous work. Let's play a cut from that new Bon Iver record. It's called Jelmore, J-E-L-M-O-R-E. That's Bon Iver, There's Escarias on this record, Andrew Fitzpatrick, Mike Lewis, Matt McGone, and of course, Justin Vernon. There's contributions from Jen Wassner, James Blake, Brad and Phil Cook, the Dessner Brothers, Bruce Hornsby, Moses Sumney as well. The album comes out August 30th. It's called I. That takes me to our last tune for today. We've sort of gone a little more electronically as this show has progressed, and it's fitting to play this music by Brian Eno. Brian Eno, back in the early 80s, put out a record with his brother Roger Eno and Daniel Lanois. The record's called Apollo, Atmospheres and Soundtracks. And the record was used as a score for a feature-length documentary called For All Mankind. It was directed by Al Reinhardt. The film features 35mm film footage from the Apollo 11 moon landing. You'll hear the astronauts sharing their recollections and so forth. And there's this anniversary collection, this 50th anniversary collection, which actually you can hear the entire thing online this week on our First Listen series. There's 11 new tracks to this beautiful, beautiful record. These are new contributions made individually by Roger Eno, by Daniel Lanois, and Brian Eno, all mixed by Brian Eno, that help reimagine this soundtrack for all mankind. But I'll go out on this calming tune. It's called The End of a Thin Cord. Thanks, everybody. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.